I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. My movie reviews are proudly supported by Host & Toast Wine in Tech Terrace and Charles Master Law Firm. On the June edition of 24 Frames on Channel 5, we take a trip to Austin, the hub of filmmaking in Texas. One of my favorite Texas filmmakers is Wes Anderson, whose Moonrise Kingdom hits the big screen nationwide June 29th. His career started with Bottle Rocket. Co-written by Owen Wilson, it set the pace and temperament which would come to define Anderson's career. Each one of his films is made up of colorful characters, from the Royal Tenenbaums to The Life Aquatic. A Wes Anderson film guarantees a whimsical and memorable experience. This can also count against him, however. Although his characters are memorable, they lack the depth needed to truly make an impact on the audience. Many of his films build to a climax that may not have truly been earned. For instance, his travel film, The Darjeeling Limited, involves three brothers who want to reconnect on a trip through India after the death of their father 3 years prior. The film left me scratching my head at the supposed sincerity of these empty characters' attempt at giving and accepting forgiveness. One joy of an Anderson film is the soundtrack. He mixes little-known or forgotten 60s and 70s melancholy tunes with the beautiful visuals of his cinematography. The effect can ring hollow, but is always entertaining. And his stop-motion animated film, The Fantastic Mr. Fox, which is also his best, in my opinion, hits all the right tunes of music, character, and photography. This brings me back to my one criticism of Anderson. It's interesting to me that his most touching film involves an animated cartoon fox. All in all, and despite the criticism, I look forward to every Anderson film with great joy, because even if I dislike the movie, there is no doubt that I will be entertained. And in the end, what more can you ask for? Wes Anderson's new film, Moonrise Kingdom, hits theaters later this June. Now remember to tune in every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on Channel 5 to see 24 Frames. But take note, starting June 28th, 24 Frames will be moving to 7:30. This has been a presentation of 24 Frames on KTTZ 89.1 FM. I'm Paul Hunton.